This is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio. U.S. President Donald Trump is demanding Mexico curb illegal immigration into the U.S. If not, he says he will place tariffs on all goods coming from Mexico. AP's Sagar Magani reporting, it's unclear whether President Trump will follow through on the tariffs.
Just 2 months ago, the president made another immigration threat, saying he'd shut the entire southern border if Mexico did not immediately stop illegal immigration. He backed off a few days later, saying Mexico had taken some steps, though it's unclear just what the Mexicans did. Some trade experts say this may be just more drama and theater.
That's AP's Sagar Magani. Mexico President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador saying that Mexico will not respond to Mr. Trump's threat with desperation, but instead will push for dialogue. A South Korean newspaper is reporting that North Korea executed one of its senior diplomats involved in nuclear negotiations with the U.S. Reuters' Eve Johnson reporting.
In North Korea, failure can have deadly consequences. A South Korean newspaper reported Friday that Pyongyang recently executed officials who helped set up the second summit between leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump. They included Kim Hyuk-chol, a special envoy to the U.S., as well as four foreign ministry officials. According to the Chosun Ilbo, North Korea held them responsible for the collapse of talks in Vietnam this past February. The newspaper says Kim Jong-un is rolling out a massive purge in a bid to divert attention away from problems at home.
That's Reuters' Eve Johnson reporting. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomb attack killed at least four Afghan civilians and wounded four American soldiers, the U.S. military confirming the attack in the Afghan capital. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with the German Foreign Minister and Chancellor Angela Merkel today. Merkel saying the U.S. remains Germany's most important partner outside of Europe, but acknowledging the two countries currently have their differences. Pompeo agreeing with Merkel.
There is important work for our two countries to do alongside our NATO partners and alongside all of our allies to achieve security for our own people and stability and peace in as much of the world as we possibly can.
This is Pompeo's first visit to Germany as Secretary of State. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will be meeting next month on the sidelines of a summit of world leaders in Japan. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov saying the two leaders agreed to discuss joint economic activities as a way to resolve a decades-long territorial dispute. At issue is the sovereignty of four Russian-held Western Pacific islands. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan meeting with his Chinese counterpart in Singapore Friday as the secretary worked to build the U.S.-China military relationship while reprimanding China's bad behavior.
They argue that it's defensive. It looks like it's a bit overkill.
The two speaking on the sidelines of the annual Shangri-La Defense Forum as relations have been strained between the two countries by increased tensions over trade and security. Chinese scientists have discovered that carbon dioxide is more efficient to use in fracking than water. Fracking is the controversial process in which water or other fluids are injected into underground rocks at high pressure to release oil and natural gas deposits. U.S. environmentalists have denounced the process because of the huge amounts of water needed, the contamination of underground water supplies, and small earthquakes that fracking triggers. Eight contestants are sharing the Scripps National Spelling Bee Championship. Now, that is the first eight-way tie in the 94-year history of the competition. AP's entertainment editor Oscar Wells Gabriel explaining the outcome of what was a letter-perfect night.
Usually at the end of the National Spelling Bee, the winner is seen holding the trophy over his or her head. This year, the money shot was of all eight winners with their hands on the big prize. Bee officials determined that they just might run out of words before the final field of eight could be whittled down to a champion, so they decided that all eight would become co-champions if they were to finish three more rounds. The co-winners closed out the bee by spelling 47 straight words without a miss. They will not have to split the spoils. Each gets a winner's share of $50,000 and a trophy to call their very own. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
I'm Philip Alexio, VOA News.